Now for our weekly segment, the Daniel Jones Court. Daniel Jones' entire season is an audition to be the long-term answer for the New York Giants. Jones, 7-5-1. However, until a new contract is signed, the jury is still out. What did you guys think that his performance did to earn or lose him a contract for next season?
I don't think he did anything. I think with the situation we were in going into this game, the only thing he could have done is hurt himself, and I don't think he did that. I think he just kind of treads water, stays where he's at. You know, he didn't put up any great numbers, but he's kind of consistent with what he's done all year. He was 66%, you know, completion percentage, 169 yards and a touchdown, ran another one in, only had 26 yards, ended up getting outrushed by Tyrod Taylor. Craziest thing I saw on the internet this week was, see, I told you we should start Tyrod, but we all know we don't go to social media for our news, whether it's Giants or world news, so we'll stay off of that. But I don't think he did anything to hurt himself. I don't think this is on him. When Richie James is your leading wide receiver and you have no Saquon Barkley and the game that, you know, was lost still not on you, I think he's still playing to that contract that I've been talking about, you know, where we kind of try and sign him. I do think you saw NJ.com had a nice article today about four teams that might be in it for Daniel Jones, one being our division rival, the Washington Commanders, Indianapolis Colts were another, the Carolina Panthers, and the fourth team escapes me right now. But there's going to be a little bit of competition. You have some teams that have shown they'll go that veteran route, somebody that's proven that they could play in the league, maybe not at the highest of levels, as opposed to, you know, maybe you don't have all that draft capital to get the top one or two quarterbacks in the draft. So there could be a little competition. I don't think he hurt himself.
So, I mean, the more I watch, it's like you have to ask yourself, is he making a difference, man? I just don't think he is. He's not winning the game. He's not losing the game. But it's just like mediocre at best, man. I don't know how far he can take us. Even if it was a more complete team, I feel like he would, like, a lot of people posted the All 22. Nick Filato of Big Blue Banter does a lot of great film, but he was missing some guys that were wide open, had a few steps. Yeah, the offensive line wasn't holding, but like, you have to see that. Like, even Dable called him out and said, yeah, for whatever reason, we couldn't capitalize. We had some good chances where our receivers got separation. Is it the time? Is it, you know, I don't know. But
yeah, I'll say this. I think Daniel Jones is a capable NFL quarterback. I think he's a pretty good player. But like John Mara said, the team has done nothing but shatter his confidence, give him nothing to work with, and maybe he's just snake bitten. And he's,
what if he doesn't even want to stay? Do we even think about that?
He's a North Carolina guy, so if you know, we don't put some kind of tag on him, which I'm not saying we should do, but if we don't put some kind of tag on him and they offer him some money to come down there and they clean house in the quarterback room and he goes down there and has a chance to start at home, does he go somewhere else where he's...
Well, aside from that, I mean, listen, I like Daniel Jones. I hope he comes through, but look what a guy like Brock Purdy can do when a team is around him. I hate to say it, you know, but he's done it 2 weeks in a row. Look at Mike White. These guys who have playmakers on the outside, they have strong offensive lines and good defenses. It's really hard to ignore those looks. That's to say, if we could get Daniel Jones on a backup deal and start him, I would be happy with that. But
yeah, I would too. But I just, how much is he willing to, you know, help out a team that's a little, I mean, the salary cap is looking good for next year, but this year, obviously terrible. I don't know. I still don't know. And if, like I said, if you don't know yet, Is the answer yes? Like, I don't think it is. I'm sorry.
Well, I will say the great.
I don't know what the alternative is. I don't know if you're going to trade away future draft picks to trade up and get your guy, if that's what you believe in. If you have a bridge quarterback like a Tyrod Taylor that going into the season, and you're gonna build the team around for a few years until, and then you get your franchise quarterback on a rookie deal where you can make a run. That might be the plan. Like, the Giants are playing the long game. Like, you saw from Joe Shane, he's like, yeah, we're 6-2 at the bye or whatever. We're not making these crazy, we're not doing a crazy move to get a wide receiver in here. Like, we're staying the course, and I have to believe in him right now until he proves me wrong. There's been a few, you know, mishaps with the GM and the coaching staff letting Bradberry go when you really, really needed to keep him, even if you had to move the, you know, heaven and earth to do it. And the coaching staff, I feel like, has kind of declined these last few weeks. You know, Wink Martindale letting up 48 points yesterday was not a good look.
Let's stay with the quarterback.
Okay. I'm just saying, well, it's all together.
It is all together.
If you move off of him, I just think you're really playing the long game. I think this year is a wash, and next year becomes year zero of the rebuild, or day one is training camp next year. If you bring in a rookie, or if you bring in a bridge guy and draft somebody, or go, I'm going to get a bridge guy, and we weren't high enough this year, we'll see where we go next year. These guys don't come available. If you can get them on a reasonable deal, I'm gonna go and say, I'm Joe Shane, and I'm still at that 3 years, 75. We get a little competition, maybe 3 years, 80. I read the transition tag article, which is 1 year at $28 million. We get the right to match any deal. Somebody blows them out of the water, you know, see you later, good luck, goodbye, and then we'll figure it out from there. We only put us on the hook for $28 million. That's a few million dollars, about $4 million under the franchise number. So I'm at 3 years, 75 to 80. Keep.
All right, disciple. The season would end today. You're Joe Shane. What are you offering or not offering, Daniel?
I don't think I'd go more than 3 years, 60, and I'd do a team option after two or something like that. Opt out. 20 per year is the most I'm going.
Yeah, you know what? The great Tony Dungy recently said in an interview, he said, you don't replace coaches or players and anybody else unless you have someone that can do the job better. And frankly, the way he's been mishandled, unless you can get him on a cheap deal, I think you could do just as well building around the team and getting a rookie quarterback or a bridge quarterback. I like Daniel Jones. I wish him the best. I hope he does. I hope he stays with the Giants. But the only way for me, that would be a 2 year bridge deal, you know, in the teens, $18 million a year. If you can get better elsewhere, c'est la vie, and best of luck to you.
Absolutely.
And with that, the court is adjourned. Thank you.